to Good Friends, Strong Families, the podcast where every episode equips you with a new skill, surrounds you with support, and provides actionable steps you can immediately implement in your family life. I'm Angela, and I'm joined by my co-host, Hannah. In today's episode, we're discussing a really important part of communication. This is listening. We'll dissect the what, the why, and the how, so that by the end of today's episode, you'll be better equipped to raise resilient, connected families. So, Anna, we certainly talked about the importance of communication before, something we talk about a lot, and we've got a couple episodes. We've got one on iMessages where we talk about how to clearly and effectively communicate feelings, our thoughts, our opinions, that type of thing. But today we're actually talking about the other side of the conversation, which I think is maybe even the most important part, which is listening.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like sometimes when we think of communication, we think of that, like, the communicating part, and we often overlook listening, and we don't even really think of it as a skill. We just think that, like, we hear stuff with our ears, and that's great, but we really actually need to be active listeners if we want to be great communicators. I love that quote from Stephen Covey. The biggest communication problem is we don't listen to understand. We listen to reply.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, it got me. Honestly, it still gets me sometimes. I think it's so easy to, like, tune out the words that we're hearing, right? What people are saying to us. And we're already too busy listening to that voice of our own thoughts. We don't even really give ourselves the chance to actually understand what the other person's trying to say. So how can we get better at this?
Okay, well, first of all, I got to say this, because you and I both are family coaches. We've also raised our kids and are raising kids, and we've done this together, a lot of this together. And so we're going to give a bunch of tips on how to do this, but we got to say, we're not perfect at this.
Definitely not.
It literally takes us calling each other and saying, like, aha, for, like, the other person to say, like, have you listened? Have you love listened? Have you, you know what I mean? So, but we're going to share, that's really our goal here in this podcast, is to, like, share what are those things that have worked for us and or have not worked for us. But if you had a good friend, what would your good friend tell you? Even better if you had a good friend that was, like, a family coach, what would they tell you?
Yeah.
So this concept is called love listening, and love being L-U-V, and there's actually three steps to it. So when you think about love listening in terms of listening, we're just going to walk folks through what those three steps are. So the L, of course, stands for listen. And this is really like listening with a genuine desire to understand. I want to know exactly what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And so this listening is about us using our ears, of course, but also like our eyes, our heart, trying to put ourselves in their place. I want to know, really know what they're struggling with. The U stands for understand. So I'm not going to understand unless I've fully heard you. And then one of the ways I can show that I've heard you is I can just sort of repeat back what you've said, not verbatim, not word for word, but like what you've said in essence. And then the third is stands for validate. So this is really like us being empathetic, even if we don't, even if we disagree. We don't have to agree with all of your feelings or all of your thoughts. But we do have to be empathetic to the other person. I'll tell you a quick funny story. When Bruno, my husband, and I were, not that you don't know my husband, my husband Bruno. When Bruno and I were doing, we were teaching these classes once for couples communication class. But we had to take the class first before we could teach. And in the middle of the class, they had us do exactly this exercise where one of us told the other one a story, and then you had to repeat back what you heard. And so Bruno tells the story in such a funny way, because when he repeated back my story, which, by the way, was a very emotional story from my childhood, in his version of my story, there were ninjas. There were no ninjas in the first telling of the story. And so the reason why he told it like that is because he stopped listening halfway through, because he was thinking about the story he was going to tell me.
Yeah, I can see that.
So that's not, you know, like when you think through how you are listening to understand in order to validate.
Fill in the blanks if we're already on to the next thought. Or I know that's something that I really struggle with, because I hear what you're saying, but then I I can be very aware that I'm already thinking about what I need to respond with.
Yes.
And if I'm already thinking about that and trying not to forget what I want to say,
yes,
I stopped listening.
Or if you want to solve the problem, right, that's the other thing. It's like, I already know the solve.
Yeah.
Let me help you solve it. And I'm just like, I just want you to hear me.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I love that breakdown. I think as the listener, by purposefully looking at who we're speaking to or who's speaking to us, I think that shows that they're important to us.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is important. And I think that we all want our loved ones to feel important, and what they say to us matters, and that we're actually listening. So I think listening to understand and show understanding can take practice.
Yeah, a lot of it.
We definitely are still practicing that in this house. So let's maybe give some examples.
Okay.
The right thing to do. Ninja.
What does it really look like in real life? All right. So let's think about a scenario where you've got a child that, like, maybe you've got a younger child that's feeling, well, even older children, yeah, who are feeling like overwhelmed, like maybe about the day, or like, you know, maybe they've got a lot going on that day. And you can apply love listening here, like literally by getting down to their eye level if they're younger, smaller, you know, or sitting in a chair across from them if they're older, and getting that eye contact with them. And then really give them your full attention, phone away, distractions away, and just listen and do that like heart listening. Like, I just want to listen to understand, which brings us to the you. That means that once they've expressed everything to you, you do think through your response, in that you want to make those couple of points that you heard them say. So that's just showing them that you understand. And that gives them an opportunity, by the way, if you say something that they didn't say, or maybe you misunderstood, then that gives them an opportunity to say, no, that's not at all what I said. And so it is a dialogue. But then what you can do, and you can say it like this, like, well, it sounds like you had a really tough day. You're feeling really tired and overwhelmed right now. Is that right? And then if they say, yes, that's exactly how I feel. First of all, that might be the first time they tapped into those feelings.
Right.
They just thought they were.
You just need to acknowledge it. And then notice that, like, you see that in them. Like,
yeah.
How good does that feel when you are seen?
And also, our kids don't know necessarily, especially when they're younger, what those feelings are. Yeah. So that's really helpful. And it's also, that's great emotion training. But then the last piece is that you're just going to validate them. Like, it's okay to feel this way. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. And it is okay. It's okay if you're little. It's okay if you're a teenager. It is okay if you're an adult. And then from there, you can start to think about actions to be taken. But you're never going to get to actions if you don't first get to this part.
Yeah, I love that. Like, so many times we just want to feel seen, heard, and validated. Yeah. And it really opens that next actionable step. Like, we haven't acknowledged there is a problem. How can we solve it?
Yes.
So, okay. What about a love listening example with our spouse or partner?
This is a good one, because I think especially when our kids are younger or we've got a lot going on, we often forget. I know certainly I have over the years forgotten that even though our partner's an adult, that they still experience, these are life transitions. You're raising kids. You've got a family, you've got work, you've got a lot going on in your life. And so this can actually bring you together as a couple, rather than kind of push you apart. And again, not that we're always perfect with this, but the idea here is that you want to create a kind of calm, supportive space for them so that they can share what's going on with them. And it's the same thing. You're going to turn off distractions, face them directly, show them that you're fully present. Now, you might be saying to yourself, and I think I would too if I was you listening, I got to get dinner on the table. Like, I don't, are you kidding me right now? But this is why this is preventative.
Yeah.
Because if you spend 10 or 15 minutes with your partner just listening to their frustrations, you'll save yourself a ton of time in anger, frustration, argument, just because you're kind of getting ahead of it.
Yeah.
So that's the point. Yeah. So, but same thing, give them a space to talk. After they've spoken, you're going to just, you know, make sure that you get it right. Seems like you're really frustrated. There's a lot of pressure on you. Is that right? And then from there, you just offer your support and empathy. Maybe you're not solving the problem. which, by the way, every time I talk about something, my husband's like, I know the 7 things you should do in order. And I always, like, now we have this thing where he'll say, are you trying to just tell me about it, or do you want me to solve it?
Right, yeah.
No, I'm just going to tell you right now. But that really just, like, that provides a sense of solidarity, and it helps to reassure each other, so there's, you know, a little less emotional burden on each other.
Yeah, and I think you brought up another, like, really good point with the making the time. Like, maybe you can see that they are stressed or sense that they have pressure on them. And say, like, look, I see that you're, I really want to talk to you. I really want to listen. I really want to know what's going on. Would it be better if we do this when the kids are asleep?
Or maybe like
we can put a show on for them so that they won't interrupt. Like,
yes.
Depending on the situation and the opportunity, like, if you can create a scenario where you're not going to have disturbances,
yeah,
that is ideal. Obviously, sometimes they just, we get unloaded on.
Yeah,
and we just kind of have to, like, rein it in. We can also think of that as, like, when we need to communicate, we can say, like, hey, I really need to talk to you, but we got a lot going on, so, like, can we just, like, set aside time later or tomorrow or this weekend or something,
you know, when and this is gonna be
knowing that you have an opportunity later,
we're getting to
kind of, like, breathe.
So here's when this is gonna be hard. Okay, ready? When the situation is that they need to talk to you about something about you.
That's
the hard part. Because at that point, you still... And that's why this takes practice. If you're practicing on things that are not, like, the big things...
Yes.
I'm doing air quotes. Like, anybody can see me. But if you're practicing on those things, then it actually gives you, for yourself, an opportunity to breathe through so that, okay, we're going to deal with some, like, harder things... They're talking about maybe something that you did, or they're complaining or whatever. Okay, let me see if I can hear this so that you can solve the problem.
Yeah, and maybe the best time to practice this is just when they're telling you something good.
Yeah, that's
like good. Maybe your kid comes home from school and they've had a great day.
Yes.
Don't think that because they've had a great day and they're happy that you can still be on your phone, or you can still be putting the groceries away, or whatever the situation is. Like, practice listening in the good times so that you have those skills for the not so fun times.
Right. And you know, we've talked about bonding, boundaries, and monitoring, our big 3 things that we talk about with kids. If you can do this, this is what bonding looks like.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it looks like. That, and you know, sometimes parents of teenagers that where there's been like a real, you've heard this, like when parents of teenagers talk to us about that, there's like been a rift, or they're not used to doing this, or they're not used to communicating, or it's like angry communication. We'll tell them to do this so that they can start to repair the rift.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to butcher this quote, but I know that there's a quote that talks about like when your kids are younger and they're telling you like the seemingly like insignificant things, right?
Yeah.
They're telling you about the thing they built on the sand in the sandbox or something, and you're like, whatever, but it's like the little things to them are the big things.
Yes.
And if we don't listen to the seemingly, again, air quote, little things,
yeah,
they're not even going to try to tell you about the big things.
That's exactly right.
So practicing this listening, the true love listening.
Yes.
In the good scenarios, in the rocky scenarios, is really setting That's the stage so for the trickier things.
That's so good. That was good. This has been a good one.
I agree.
Yeah. The more we practice, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, friends. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a 5-star review and send this episode to a friend. Until next time, you can find us on our Instagram, Good Friends, Strong Families.
Bye, friends.